Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Later tonight, Pistons playoff basketball in the city of Detroit.
All right.
How about that?
It's here.
Huge game. Would you go as far as to say the winner of tonight wins the series?
I think so. I really do. I think it sets a tone because I know that series is tied 1-1. That's the facts. The other facts are the players know what's happened on the court. They have that feeling of the Pistons players having won 7 of the 8 quarters, only 1 of the 2 games, but 7 of the 8 quarters. They learned a lot from that first game. It showed when they took the court Monday night. It showed when they got to the fourth quarter Monday night. They could have let that slip away just like they did on Saturday. They didn't let that happen. They learned their lesson. It doesn't mean you can't make new mistakes, but at least they didn't make the same mistake. Now I think if they go into this game at home and control it for 4 quarters, New York is going to be reeling.
Knicks are in trouble before the game starts. If the Pistons win this game at home and grab a 2-1 series lead, it's over.
You could say all you want. That was pretty bold.
Was it?
It's just over.
Well, you said the same thing. I just said the same thing you said. Now, I'm going to get villainized if they blow this, but like I really think, John, they were going to win the series when we started this whole deal.
So did I. I thought in 6 games. You thought in 7.
Yeah. I've thought through 2 games they've been the better basketball team, and if they confirm it for a 3rd straight game and carry that momentum back home. Because here's the other key, John. I think tonight's game is going to be poorly officiated. I'm just going to put that out there. If they win a poorly officiated makeup game where Brunson's getting all the calls from the first quarter to the fourth quarter and the Pistons still win the game, you got no more bullets in the chamber. The Knicks are in super, like they're in mega trouble at that point, John.
I don't necessarily know what's going to be poorly officiated because there were a lot of people that called out Thibodeau or at least recognized, hey, you could say this after the game before you know what the actual numbers are. But when you take a look at the numbers, you take a look at the fouls, you take a look at the free throws, you take a look at all of it. And on top of that, the way that Jalen Brunson plays, it's no secret around the NBA that he is foul hunting.
Yes.
And I just don't believe, I got to give a little bit more credit to one, the NBA, but also officials that they're not going to succumb to a false narrative.
But we see when a coach goes out and crows publicly and we make fun of him, there is
an overcorrection. I don't think Brunson is an elite level star. Like if you hear it from the Lakers, right, and it's Luka or it's LeBron, then all of a sudden, I could see that being, but I don't think Brunson's on that level.
So we'll open up the phone lines. True or false, winner of tonight wins the series. And then more specifically, what are the keys to this game? The things that will decide who wins game 3 at Little Caesars Arena.
I think the Pistons just has to keep doing what they've been doing. We heard it from JB when we opened the show. He's not upset with the officiating. Hey, we play We desire a physical brand of basketball. So bring it on.
One thing to watch, Isaiah Stewart, will he play? Knee inflammation, questionable. Heart and soul, interior defense. The Knicks don't shoot a lot of threes. If you can win at the rim, it's a big deal. If this game turns into a foul fest where the Pistons are throwing their hands up, you got to keep your composure. And I think an interesting wrinkle for JB Bickerstaff might be throwing Ron Holland out there on Brunson for a stretch and go, we don't need this guy to play 20 minutes.
We just need six fouls.
Use your six fouls. Hound this dude.
Yeah.
I don't need a Sar Thompson to foul out. So if that means I got to throw Ron Holland on him for 6 minutes in the second quarter,
yeah,
so be it. We're going to make Brunson. And then the other thing is make Brunson work on defense. I know they've been doing it, but I would be deliberate about it. Hunt him. Who's he on? When you're in the half court, try to get the switch. Try to punish Brunson. Make him move his feet. Make him work hard because it might mean he doesn't have the step later in the game. I expect Karl Anthony Towns to be more involved. He was a ghost in the second half of that game in game two. You're going to have to withstand him because I think he's got the edge when he goes down low on Tobias Harris. But that's why if Isaiah Stewart's in there and Jalen Duren's playing, you can throw bodies at him. I think those are some keys for tonight.
Yeah, and if Stewart's there, it's another body. I think you continue to use Paul Reed as such, you know, 8, 9, 10. He had 11 minutes the other night. Ron Holland, to your point, a few more minutes, you get a few more fouls. You know, Dennis Schroeder, I love the way that he has added to this team, the minutes that he provides this team. Now, I think one of the keys, Malik Beasley is going to have to shoot better. And I don't think, I only say that because he didn't shoot well for one night. I don't think it's a trend. I don't think it's what he's going to be, but he does need to be better than 1 of 8 behind the arc.
And Hardaway Jr. was 0 of 6
right
from behind the arc. If you get one of those guys, and Beasley the more likely of the two, he's the better knockdown shooter. One of those guys emerges, and the Pistons are going to be in a driver's seat position in this game tonight. Because if those shots are falling, instead of having that 10, 11, 12, 13-point lead, you could try to blow the doors off. Like, that is the other thing. That is possible tonight. Coming home, knocking down shots, the Knicks not having the crowd at their back for the fourth quarter to try to claw back. I mean, is there a world where the Pistons win this game without, you know, those tense moments in the final 4 or 5 minutes?
Yeah.
I think that's in play.
So I think there's one thing I would desperately love to see, and I'll get to that in a moment. But it's on JB as well. One, how are you preparing the guys with these off days? You're playing at home. How do you get them to control their emotions, but yet still come out with that fire in their belly to, you know, pick up where they left off? But it's also going to be him utilizing the bench. And it's not just, you know, hey, let's get some more minutes for Ron Howland. It's how, when, and how. Because we've talked about it throughout the series. We talked about it going into the series. The Knicks don't utilize their bench. They have played their stars have played the most minutes of anybody in the NBA. You get to the fourth quarter and it will wear on them. It felt like it wore on them on Monday night. Now, the one thing that I would love to see is because Jalen Brunson had 5 fouls on Monday.
I didn't even realize that. That's sneaky. I didn't even realize.
He gets that 6th.
Oh, there's.
And I want every Detroit Piston to hold up 5 fingers and 1 thumb. Whoever that 6th foul would come against, please hold up 6. Please.
Yes.
That would be unbelievable.
248-539-9797.
LCA would go nuts.
There's so many little things that beyond like the X's and O's and the matchups and the X factors. There's so much more about this game because of the crowd, because of the thundersticks and the whatever the special intros are going to be tonight. This should be a raucous environment at Little Caesars Arena. This is the biggest Pistons game they've played since 2008. I mean, they haven't won a playoff game since 2008. They've never been in this position to take control and win a series the way a win tonight would put them in that position.
So I think you're right about tonight and blowing off the doors and the energy and the crowd and all that. That's all great. This could be a moment for the Pistons. None of that matters on Sunday. And so your true or false of the series is over if they win tonight? I don't believe that. I've thought all along this thing would be 2-2 and that the Pistons would win tonight for the reasons you said. And then Sunday doesn't set up well for them. You will not match that same environment Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. So all that goes away, and guess who's back is against the wall? The Knicks.
Yep.
So I think we fall into this trap in sports of just thinking the home team's going to win. It's playoff winning on the road in sports has never been easier in my mind.
Can we point out a couple things about the Knicks, though? Backs against the wall. If this was the Celtics or the Cavaliers, if this was OKC, okay, fine. They're going to rally. Do I think the Knicks are going to rally when their back's against the wall? Part of the case all along has been they're not that good.
I agree with you on that. But the games are a grind, and it seems like this is just a series when whoever's back is against the wall, that's the team that responds, you know? And it's just going to keep... That's why I thought this would be a slugfest. I am not surprised at all how this thing's going. Officiating will matter tonight. I was kind of surprised Thibodeau planted the seed for this game. I thought it was a better play for him to, let's go to game three. Let's see if we can win, but we might have to take our medicine tonight considering they're young. This is new here. This is going to be an environment. And then you plant the seed after this game.
I felt like he didn't think he could wait.
It's a little desperate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was a desperation move. There's no question about it. I think it's dripping in desperation.
Heather Offair says, so when does all this madness begin?
Yeah.
When do I lose Colin?
That's exactly what I wanted to know. It really wasn't when it began, but when, like, am I going to lose Colin to the TV? Like, when is he...
Checked out.
Yeah, exactly.
He's present, but not present.
Yeah.
Pistons, Knicks start at 7.
Okay.
NFL draft at 8. Lions will pick probably right around 11, a little later maybe.
Yeah, that's 11, perfect. 11:30. Yeah, kids will be in bed.
I'll be fast asleep.
We're going to talk a lot about the draft in the 7 o'clock hour. We're talking Pistons right now. We got open lines. We want to know about tonight's game and what it comes down to. Because the Pistons, if they win, are up 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
Driver's seat. Series over? Question mark. John, you said, yeah, winner tonight wins the series.
Yeah.
I think if the Pistons win tonight, they win the series. If the Pistons lose tonight, they still have the game at home to even things up and drag this out to 7 games.
I felt like, and I said this, Monday night was a must win for the Pistons. If they went down 0-2, I thought, there's no chance. I kind of feel this way for the Knicks. This is a must win. If they do, it doesn't... I think the circumstances and consequences are higher for the Knicks right now than they are for the Pistons. The Pistons lose this one. I don't think that this series is over. The Knicks do, and I think it's the first nail in the coffin.
Yeah, paint a picture. The Pistons win. Again, this hypothetical, people get mad at us for proclaiming things. Pistons win tonight, hypothetically. You're up 2-1. Isaiah Stewart's getting healthier. You got game 4 at home. You feel great. You've outplayed them through 3. You feel great about winning game 4. At some point, the Knicks are going to fold here. And if you go back to New York and this is a series where they're facing elimination, that's not a crowd that's going to help the team.
Right.
It's a crowd that's going to hurt the team.
Yeah, if they go back down 3-1. 3-1.
Even 2-2. Like, what are you doing messing around with this 14-win Pistons team? Like, that's how they view us, right? Oh, we're a cute little Caesars Arena.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I think the Pistons have shown enough in this series to feel confident in them, but ticket texters get upset with, weirdly, only me. Easy cookies, way too overconfident, let it play out. And good to know Jim is discoing after only 2 games. Now we have no shot. John is also hosting this show with me, saying the same things I'm saying.
Man, you disco every time one of our local teams wins.
I get excited when we win, and I like when we win. And I get confident when we win.
So I did get hit, too, but it was had an expletive in it. So
oh,
that's why
that
I didn't
one.
Print
oh.
it for you.
Well, I didn't know.
Is that why Sam's in here instead of in there? He's reading the screen.
So I read that same ticket text, and it was da-da-da-da, Tom. And I don't know if they were yelling at me, signed Tom. Or if they're yelling at you, Tom. But I suppose people can clarify that if they want.
I think it was me. Because
you had the audacity to say the series is going to go on?
Yeah, I think it's very hard for a young team in this spot and their experience to win both these home games. I've seen it time and time again in the NBA. It's almost like the Pistons can have their coronation tonight, and everybody can gush and do all that, and then come against a veteran team on Sunday afternoon, I don't believe they'll be able to match that. That's how I thought the series. Why would I stray away from what I thought was going to happen to begin the series? I said Knicks in seven, a grind, a 51-49 opinion. Okay? So nothing's changed my mind yet. There's no chatter of disharmony coming out of the Knicks locker room, even though people want to say, oh, what's going on here? And it's four players standing around while one play, all this stuff. But you don't hear anything from them. If you hear stuff from them, then everything changes.
If the Pistons win both, then you'll believe?
Without a doubt.
Okay.
But I never thought they would.
Okay. Just trying to get on the same page.
I thought this series was going to go back and forth, and there would never be much more than, you know, maybe somebody went two in a row, like the Pistons will, I think, tonight. Like, I think they'll win tonight. It's Sunday that I think presents the challenge.
How do you deal with success?
Yeah.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Texter says, Disco Jim, I love it. Brian and Canton. Be very careful with that, Brian. Tread very lightly.
Yeah.
Things that this game comes down to, John. I mean, we've hit on a bunch of them. You mentioned Dennis Schroeder.
Mm-hmm.
He's the hero of game two. Hits the big shot in the fourth quarter. I thought it was noteworthy that they played him more in crunch time to help Cade Cunningham. And I don't say that to knock Cade. I think that's just a good, smart coaching adjustment that you take a little pressure off of him. You have more than one guy that can bring the ball up the floor, create his own shot. Schroeder can shoot when he doesn't have the ball. We saw that. And he's been in all these big games in his career. Do you like him in the crunch time lineup?
I do. And part of it is what we talked about on leading into Saturday. The concern was the youth, the inexperience in playoffs. Dennis Schroeder has a lot of playoff experience. And that's part of the reason. Yes, he helps Cade. He can bring the ball up. He could save a little bit of energy for Cade, get him the ball in the half court. Now Cade can go do his thing. I just think there's a number of reasons why you're going to see more Dennis Schroeder throughout the playoffs.
What's the crunch time lineup? It's the final 5 minutes. It's a 5-point game either way. Who are the five Pistons on the floor? Cade.
Oh, certainly Cade.
Schroeder.
I would think so. Malik Beasley.
Okay.
Jalen Duren.
Okay, and then who's the four? Is it Tobias? That means Asar Thompson's not out there.
No, I'd probably say Asar Thompson.
Okay. I like that if I'm the Knicks and Karl-Anthony Towns. So that's the chess match.
Right. But again, it's a chess match.
Yeah.
But don't forget, they also have to match up with the Pistons.
Correct. Maybe it depends if you were up five versus down five. Because if I need Asar in the game, close things out. That's the flexibility that JB has, though. He can play the tenor of the game. What's the foul situation? Who do we need to close out? If Brunson's going nuclear, I don't know that I love anybody but Asar Thompson on him in the final couple minutes there.
Right.
And that might mean I have to pick between Beasley or Schroeder. Who's making their shots? Who's more composed? You can feel the game out. But the Pistons have a group of, that's six guys. If Stewart plays tonight or later in the series, seven guys. You start to build that group of seven or eight you need to win an NBA playoff series. Tim Hardaway Jr., if he can knock down a couple shots, that's your eight. Yeah.
I mean, that's another guy that you could throw in there.
And then throw Ron Holland in just for the past
Ron Holland,
minutes.
Paul Reed. Like, there are quality minutes. And you can have eight quality minutes from Paul Reed, and that helps in the fourth quarter. Not that he's the guy, that's where you're going to utilize his minutes, but when you get to the fourth quarter,
the payoff.
It's certainly the payoff that you get from having maybe just a little bit more juice in some other legs.
Yeah, I think you could put Reed on Townsend stretches if you wanted to, and I think you could put Holland on Brunson. Those are the two best Knick players, and you could call them menace minutes, right? They're not out there to play anything more than a handful of minutes at a time. Just go be a menace. You're out there for defense. Hound people. Make them work. Yeah. Get a steal, a block, energy, a transition bucket.
And we know you pick up a couple of fouls.
Sure,
fine.
Who cares?
I don't care. Just make them worth it.
You got six.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Texture says, of course I want the Pistons to win. Of course I want the Lions to draft A+. Of course I want the Tigers to be a 600 baseball team in August. Bigger picture, Detroit sports are going buck wild right now. Everybody sit back and enjoy the ride. Kyle in Oxford.
Three of the four are, yeah.
Yes.
So close.
Is Edgerman going to do a postseason press conference? Find out.
I don't know. It's only Thursday.
I know.
It's another day.
It's been a week since the season ended.
Well, Montreal's down 0-2 to the Caps, so the joke's on them.
Yeah, exactly. What good did it make Montreal to make the playoffs? They're not built for a cup anyway. All right, we'll get to the NFL draft.
Just quick, can I counter that?
Yes.
The Capitals last year made it in, got exposed in the first round, but that experience has now made them the one seed in the East.
Yeah, we were being sarcastic.
Okay.
Steve,
by the way? Usually you do offseason.
Yeah, and he normally does, and he gives a pretty long, candid response after the season. I don't know if things have changed.